This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There have been, as you know, some enormous wildfires out here in the western United States over the past couple of years. Fires that have destroyed thousands, tens of thousands probably, of homes. Rather than rebuild, some of those homeowners decided to move somewhere safer. Others did rebuild, this time with better fireproofing. But their poorer neighbors, people who live in manufactured housing, mobile homes, tend not to have those options. So when a series of wildfires swept out of the mountains and down some river valleys across Oregon back in the late summer of 2020, more than 1,000 manufactured homes burned, homes to thousands of people on low or fixed incomes. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, efforts to rebuild that housing are still dragging on.
The Mackenzie River rushes from the crest of the Cascades Mountains in central Oregon through a steep wooded valley. The area is known for its fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And along the two-lane highway that follows the river used to be the Lazy Days Mobile Home Park, where Robin Roderick was manager.
I could look out my kitchen window doing dishes and look at a mountain covered in trees. Very pretty.
A few dozen mobile homes and RVs basked in that setting until Labor Day weekend 2020, when extreme winds drove a fast-moving wildfire through.
It was very traumatic. 76 lost their homes in Lazy Days.
Every single home in the park. Jacob Fox came out to view the damage.
It was an inferno here. When I first came here after the fire, the chassis of the homes were melted.
Fox is executive director of the county's public housing authority called Homes for Good. I met him at the site recently. All that's left now is charred tree stumps and barren concrete pads. Most of the former residents paid about $750 a month to live here, says Robin Roderick. Pretty cheap in an area popular with tourists and second homeowners.
We had Section 8 families, veterans, people who worked upriver. You know, it's a local resort. And most everybody, they've all moved on. Now, I do know that there are some just hoping something will come back into Lazy Day so they can move back home.
That's exactly Homes for Good's goal, says Jacob Fox, to build an affordable, publicly funded rural mobile home park on the ashes of Lazy Days.
To make sure that the people that were displaced or the people that live here that have housing instability get to move here.
There's a desperate need for affordable housing like that across rural Oregon, says Democratic State Legislator Pam Marsh, whose southern Oregon district was also devastated by the 2020 wildfires.
We lost about 2,500 homes. 1,500 to 1,700 were manufactured homes or RVs.
Marsh says the loss of so much affordable housing has made it hard for retirees and working families to stay in the area. She says some homeowners are rebuilding thanks to insurance payments.
So we're seeing single-family neighborhoods that a year ago were piles of debris that now are actually springing up.
But as for rental housing?
The manufactured home parks are barely doing anything.
The story is the same in central Oregon along the Mackenzie River Highway. Big new Riverview country homes going up, but little else. Melanie Stanley works for a relief group in the area. She says most of the landlords who had properties that burned aren't rebuilding them as month-to-month rentals.
They're rebuilding them as Airbnbs or just a secondary dwelling for themselves.
That's where Homes for Good's plan could help, says Jacob Fox. In December, the agency purchased the former Lazy Days site for about $700,000. Construction, using fire-resistant materials and landscaping, could start this summer. There'll be 25 to 30 modular homes and modified RVs for rent to people who earn no more than 60% of the local median income. But Fox says,
the idea that the people that live here actually own their home and maybe even cooperatively own the land under it, that's our ultimate vision.
Fox acknowledges there's still a fair amount of local skepticism about his agency and the project.
People that live around here do have questions, like, is Homes for Good going to move people from the Eugene metro area that maybe are experiencing homelessness up to the Lazy Days Mobile Home Park?
Fox says it wouldn't make sense to put people in need of urban services in a remote rural location. The goal is to restore some of the affordable housing that wildfires destroyed for local residents. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.